Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. My name is John Palacio, Director of Jazz Studies at Chabot College. Welcome to the Campana Jazz Festival. Looking forward to hearing your set. Yeah, good clean sound, nice entrance on the ensemble. Way not to overblow the beginning. Good job, guys. One slight comment in the beginning. Sounds like the bass drum was a little on the heavy side. So be careful in that. You know, the lower parts, I think would be balance a little bit more if you guys come up a little bit with the trumpets. Da ba do bop, do ba do bop. You can probably pop that a little bit more as well. Yeah, it's a very morning sounding piece. So I'd recommend for the drummer to play a little bit like on the second ending, a little bit more color on the cymbals, something like that, just to bring out something different as opposed to just playing time. Sax player. Good job, soloist, bass, Barry sax player specifically. You're making a change, especially at the end. So keep that up. Recommend, when you're playing your solo trumpet player, must be Jason, don't play too many long notes and you're playing high up there. Make it feel more melodic. I like this call and response stuff for the drums. When you're soloing, yeah, keep the hi-hat going. Play a little bit more time. It doesn't have to be like snare every time. It sounds kind of like a marching band snare-ish kind of approach, and you don't have to do that. Like time and then fills on the cymbals would be great. So with cymbals at the end a little bit more on the crash would be nice. One, two, three, da, da. So that could be a little bit cleaner. You have to feel where beat one and beat two will be. One, two, three, da, da. So that's how you want to anticipate that. A clean cutoff on the end of beat four, end of four on bar 100 would be really nice. So you make sure you tongue hard, stop tongue on end of 100, and that should take care of the next bar. Okay. Other than that, a lot of good energy. Barry sax player, you sound great, man. Just keep that up. I like the ensemble playing when you guys are going at bar 9 the second time. So there's some call and responses over there. I like that you guys are not overblowing or just competing against the other sections. Good job. Just keep that up. Kitty. Good job, guys. Unison lines, and it's muted. You guys are doing a good job blending, not overblowing that. Even on a ballad, I would probably like to have the drummer still sear soup. So it feels like it's an eight, even eights feeling at the bottom. So it has that illusion of a lot of things are going on. So. Good job, piano player. Just keep that up. If you have long notes like that, it's not a bad idea to fill more. I know you're playing some of those written lines, but instead of sitting on that whole note C, play a couple more notes around that F major scale after you play that C. That adds more excitement to that, or at least playing some chords underneath it would also help. Yeah, good job, guys. When you're playing a slow tune like this, you want to feel like a 12-8 underlying pulse. One, two, three. So when you play that triplet, one, you can stretch out those triplets, triplet eights. Yeah, and 47, I like that effect. You just maybe bring that out a little bit more like bell tones. Dong gong gong. Even if it's piano, that should pop out just a little bit. Yeah, good job, guys. Ballads are very difficult to play, and you guys are doing it with ease. Again, just going back to 47, just make those like bell tone, tong gong gang. So it'll come out, it'll ring, and then you can back off. Just let all of those entrances just ring. There's some exposed stuff that you guys need to be really careful with, especially like at bar 19, bar 20 especially. Because there's some low D flats and C's on the bass trombone, so that just needs to be precise. That D flat major 7 to C sharp, C7 sharp, flat 9, sharp 5. That just needs to be check the intonation on that. okay, not bad. There's some rhythmic stuff, but other than that, it's pretty good. Actually, in general, it's called a funky swing or funk shuffle. People call it also hip hop. You can make that hi hat feel a little better. So it doesn't have to be all even dynamically on those eight hats. Good job on the ensemble. I would actually tongue those a little harder. Good job, Alex. Yeah, I like the way playing some of your lines very rhythmic. You know, Cheetah's more like a funk chart. Kind of difficult to explain. Yeah, it's kind of have a little bit more funky feel in general. Yeah, I think if the rhythm section can capture more of a funk shuffle feel, you know, those bass lines on the for the bass player, you can actually make it even funkier than that. If you don't have to play those lines, I would grab those chords and create something a little bit funkier. Something like simple but very very style appropriate. Good job, Jason. Good job on ensemble work. Some of these lines on the saxophones, be careful. There's some intonation issues, very minute, but still it's audible enough. So check those out, please. Yeah, good job. In general, I think it could feel better on some of those articulations. Just exaggerate more. And then a rhythm section. Check out some... I'm sure you can find them on YouTube. There's different ways to play this funk shuffle, this halftime funk shuffle. It should have that snap on that B3. So, and then the bass part, there's a lot of long notes here, and I probably would not recommend that. If you can change it a little bit, that would be great. Like bar 99, if there's ensemble hits like that, you want to keep it, but in the solo section, don't be afraid to change that up a little bit. That's probably one of the perks of a bass player, so you can change those bass lines. Just because it's written doesn't mean that's the only thing you can play. At 46, the piano parts, I didn't hear that as loud as I could have, so you can probably bring that out. Just bring that out in the solo. If I was playing this chart, I'd probably approach it like a little bit bluesier approach. So maybe that would help out. On the solo, going back to the solo on this, stylistically, I think you guys can check out some of the people that are playing some of those more contemporary players. Something like that to get it feel more funky. So that's sort of what I was getting at earlier. Hope my comments are very educational. You guys sound good. I'm nitpicking on some of the stuff because I hear a good band in front of me. So good luck to the festival, and hope to see you soon. Have a good day.